All right. Welcome back to the Morning Fury Radio Show here on a Friday. And I love music. Musician myself. At least I try to be. We got a really good song here from a Michigan native artist. Her name is Emily Peischer, and we're going to be talking to her. First, we're going to play one of her singles that was sent to us from Music City Media. And this one's called Calling You Mine. And she'll be playing live also this coming weekend. In fact, tomorrow's Saturday. May 21st at Johnny's Place of Emily City. Emily Peischer here, a song called Calling You Mine in WMIC and WTGV.
I went out for a drive and I got stuck at a traffic light. I saw your eyes in the photograph sitting right there on my dash of the night we danced, just you and I. When we stood frozen in time, the whisper of that night replays in my mind.
Calling You Mine by Emily Peischer, the Michigan native coming back from Nashville, and she's on the phone line with us. Emily, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Good morning.
So, obviously, that's no amateur recording. Professionally done.
Yeah. Yes, I have the great pleasure of working with Ken Royster down there, who's an amazing producer.
So, how old are you, Emily?
I'm 19.
19 years old. you're diving into the highly competitive music industry. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh. I learned to play guitar when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I feel like I kind of never looked back. I wrote songs in elementary school, middle school, and started playing live shows when I was about 16, and went off into the deep end when I was 17 and went to Nashville.
Yeah, so you're pursuing your dreams early on before waiting later like I did and just wander and wonder. And you're going in, diving in. But obviously, someone saw talent in you. You believed in yourself. Who was the person that kind of pushed you, like, hey, there's something here. Why don't you just give it a shot?
You know, it's kind of weird to say that. I feel like there's nobody who has ever, like, pushed me for it. It was more just like, you know, mom, like, this is what I want to do with my life. And then she was like, all right, then let's do it. And so having that kind of familial support and also friends from the outside support, it has just been so amazing, and I am just so thankful for it.
Obviously, if mom's behind you, she obviously has probably a mantra, say, okay, if we're going to do this, you're going to practice, you're going to work hard, and, you know, play wherever you can, or whatever the who you're working with, you're going to play hard, and you're going to stay on top of your game. Was that the plan here from mom to push you into this? Hey, this isn't going to be a hobby right now. This is going to be work.
Right, and it's really interesting you say that, because a lot of people, they don't really see music as work, and I don't see it as work, but it is a job, and you do have to treat this career choice as a full-time job, just like you would be going to college.
Right. So you've already recorded how many songs have you recorded so far professionally, and especially in a good studio? Because some people will do it with a mic. You know, you can do that, but there's a lot of process to it. You know, there's a mastering process. I don't know if anybody understands the after effects of all that. But how many songs have you done so far with these producers?
I believe I am up to about 10 to 12. I'd have to go back and count all of them. But I'm super excited because half of those songs will actually be released this coming year.
And again, this is produced by an Emmy winner, Ken Royster. And who has he worked with?
Oh, goodness. He's worked with Luke Combs, Tom O'Connor. The list just goes on and on and on and on.
Any contact with those artists that you have happenstance by?
You know, it's kind of funny. He'll jump on phone calls and have to rush into a different room real quick. But it's just so great to even be in a studio where all of that magic has happened.
Right. So you'll be performing tomorrow in Emily City at Johnny's Place. That's tomorrow, Saturday. What time would that start?
So I will be going on stage at 8 p.m., and I will be on stage until about 11, and this performance going on is basically just like a reunion with my hometown because it's been so long since I've been back, and I am so excited to be on the stage in Michigan again.
Yeah, so you grew up in, kind of spent a lot of time in Lapeer County, haven't you?
Yes. So I'm from Ortonville. But I grew up riding horses out here and just doing some crazy, reckless things. But, you know, Lapeer County has always been so great to me, and I'm so thankful for them.
And you're just 19. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 2021. I graduated early and packed up my things and got on the road to Nashville.
Did you get on a horse and head over there? Or?
Now, that'd be a long ride, let me tell you.
Yeah. So you just flew in last night also, correct?
Yes.
Right. And just for this performance, and then after this, what are the plans after this show here?
Well, I'm going to spend some time with my family, and then unfortunately I have to already fly back out to Nashville on Sunday.
So who are you under management with? Are you working with a label?
So I am currently an independent artist. So that means I have some people working with me, but for the most part, everything you see happen with my career, it's all my doing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's like you said, within a year here, like you graduated last year, and then you're really diving into it, but you started, said that, you know, playing live at 16, and you still have to do that. You go and record, still have to play out. So there are a lot of, I understand from back in my career doing radio and also playing in a band, that's those are long days and nights, aren't they? And sometimes when you have the recording itch or you an idea comes, you got to write it down somewhere and just jump up and, hey, I got the idea. I got to do it right now, even if it's 3 in the morning or midnight or whenever, right?
Oh, yeah. My hours are non-existent. It is simply just whatever happens that day happens.
So Nashville has grown so much, and it's become like the music mecca also, and like from rock to rap. All forms of music are there in Nashville, and I think that's why you're seeing so much crossover and the blends of styles. Yours, you got that folk, pop, obviously the country flavor in there also, but it's become like a mismatch of musical artists all gathering in Nashville. It's really become the music capital, as it's proclaimed to be, but it's really, really coming into play here.
Right. And it's very interesting because, you know, I feel like a lot of people see music in black and white. You know, there's country, there's pop, there's rap. But when all these genres can kind of form together and kind of like meet in the middle, mingle together, there can be some really insanely cool sounds coming out of that. And I feel like what Nashville's doing a very good job of is including everybody. And nobody is really left out in the Nashville music scene anymore, which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah, like you have a bit of an idea. And then, like I said, a rap artist who happens to walk is, I want that idea, but I got this. The country artist will grab that also. So,
right.
I can't wait to come visit to Nashville. I got a friend that lives out there also. But now, how long have you been there, embedded in Nashville now?
So I have been living there since last July. So coming up here, I'm about to celebrate my 1 year move-iversary.
Wow. Already, what has happened within that year so far? Obviously, the recording. What else have you been doing on top of your recording there?
Oh, my goodness. Playing shows that I never would have imagined me ever playing as a kid. Meeting so many insanely talented musicians and having the honor of them playing on my record. Just kind of truly pushing myself into every inch of that city and just learning and growing and becoming who I want to be artistically.
Obviously, you're sponging it all up also because you're young, you got the energy, whereas I'm 50, but it's never too late. But you're trying to sponge this up. So obviously, it's good that you're there early on to learn all that early on and know what is expected of you. And again, your mindset, you can tell you're focused because of how hard you're trying to get this. Your hopes, obviously, is to put out the full album. And you got this single that we just played, Calling You Mine, coming out in June to the masses. I know you also have a website, emilypyscher.com. By the way, it's spelled P-Y-S-C-H-E-R, folks. And you're on Instagram. You're on Facebook also. And I know you got some YouTube songs and videos out there also of other performances to check out. And your Facebook page. You're always kind of trying to stay up to date because, again, in this time and age, think about it, about 30 years ago, Emily, if your mom would ever tell you, none of this access was available for self-promotion. And now the technology allows that for an independent artist like you.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
All right, we're going to play another song that I found. It's called A Different Bar from you, Emily. What can you tell me about this song?
So, Different Bar is the first song I recorded in Nashville, and it's just kind of when you find yourself in that awkward spot after you broke up with someone, and you got to find a new spot in town to go to, and I really hope you guys enjoy it.
And we'll be back with Emily Pyscher, and the song called Different Bar is coming up next here. We'll be right back. And coincidentally, the song that I'm going to play, did not know this is the first song she recorded in Nashville also. It's called A Different Bar from Emily Pyscher. She'll be playing live at Johnny's Place tomorrow in Emily City. And the Facebook links for her and Johnny's Place all on our stand-up broadcasting Facebook page.
Me and you used to run free. We'd spend our nights on South Street. Nobody would see us till the morning. Now my days won't pass by. Your name echoes in my mind. And I'm wondering if you know. Now I'm in the same city, a different bar without our initials. used to run free. Now it takes all of me not to retreat back to South Street.
The song called Different Bar from Emily Peischer, music, CD media, recording artist from the state of Michigan, based in Nashville also. Again, another lovely song there, Emily. I tell you, I'm hearing Jewel. I'm hearing Big Man Crush. Big Crush on Kacey Musgraves there. I'm hearing that. Her Golden Hour album still makes me cry. So
you're not alone.
Yes. Oh, man. When I first heard that, I was just like, I had to pull over. So, yeah, I'm hearing a lot of that. And again, it's like, to me, like I told you, alternative pop country. And it's actually very nice to hear in the morning also. I'll pick you up at any time. I was playing this yesterday. I was cleaning dishes, and my kid was asking me, who's this? And I goes, that's an artist from Michigan. Because my teenage daughter at 15 right now, or 14 or 15, wondering what to do with herself. I go, well, this girl's already doing some recording in Nashville. So
tell her to write songs. It's the best thing you could do.
That's right. Even if you don't have the music chops, I know that a lot of artists, and that's the other maybe hope that you could maybe run into, is you have this producer, Ken Royster, your songs might be picked up. And that's what happens a lot. And then later down the road, the favor, I scratch your back, I'm going to scratch yours back, might happen here.
Right, right. And I mean, writing songs has always been my favorite part of everything. And I'll tell anybody who's ever thinking of considering going into music is to hone in your writing. Because, songwriting's a superpower. And sometimes it's all you can hang on to.
And that's something that country music is really well known for, with their powerful lyrics. If you actually pay attention to the lyrics, I mean, Florida Georgia Line, that's how they started off as songwriters first, and then later on they became artists before, and
right.
they still writing songs. So even not when they're not recording, they're writing songs. So are you constantly writing? I mean, or is it just, like I said, when it comes to you, you got to stop and write it down?
Oh, I am. There is no stopping my songwriting. I swear sometimes it doesn't matter what I'm doing. My mind is always spinning for new ideas or new lyrics or melodies. And it's just who I am as a person. And I feel like without songwriting, I wouldn't be where I am.
I also heard some Taylor Swift in there, Miranda Lambert in there also. What were the artists that really kind of just woke you up also?
Well, I grew up listening to Taylor Swift. I love the Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert. I strongly look up to them for my raw writing. And Bob Dylan actually has some big influences on my style.
And so what's next for you after this performance at Johnny's Place in MLEC? Are you going to be heading back? And then will you be able to come back and perform again?
That is the goal. So I'm planning on kind of singing at as many places I can sing at this summer, and just kind of really enjoying this upcoming release for this single, and then also my upcoming debut EP release.
And when will that be?
So my Colony Mine single that we heard earlier is releasing June 24th, and my EP is set to release September 18th.
September 18th. So it gives you time. Get out there. Meet the reps and get out there and play live in that place. That is, yeah, Johnny's Place.
No, this is my first time on the stage, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, that's at Johnny's Place tomorrow, Saturday, and what time?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Will it be just you on the stage with acoustically? Will you have a backup band with you?
Nope, I will have my tried and true, trustworthy guitar with me.
What kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, I love it. It's an Alvarez discontinued model, so I kind of have one of the last ones standing, and it has gone with me everywhere.
So that's tomorrow at Johnny's Place, Emily City. And again, if you need directions, I have the link on our Facebook page also. So Emily Peischer just flew in from Nashville back in her home state of Michigan. After this performance, are you heading right back?
Nope, I'm going to stay here for a day and just kind of enjoy some family time.
Yeah, well, enjoy it while you can. I know, busy schedule. Good luck to you. We hope to have you back, and when you do, get a hold of us. We'd love to have you back.
I will do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, Emily.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. She will be playing live at Johnny's Place in Emily City, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday night, if you want to head out there. That's Johnny's Place of Emily City. Check that out, folks. Emily Peischer, Nashville recording artist. Great to have some music here on a Friday. Great music there from her. So check it out. Michigan native. Hopefully she can break through that barrier in the busy world of Nashville.